Well done, Sean. That was a huge win.
Oh, massive, massive win. We knew that. You know, we had to turn up today and put an incredible amount of effort into the game, especially after the loss on Friday. We wanted to come back today and especially win at home as well against a real tough team. And we knew it was going to be one of them games where not a lot of chances would come our way because of the way that it's set up away from home. But it was a fantastic ball in for the goal and a great finish. And right at the very end, you know, we managed to get the win and thought we deserved it.
It was a gutsy and brave performance as well.
I think you need a lot of them in the season. I'm not too sure you're going to have it your own way between now and the end of the season where you're just going to roll up and kind of have free-flowing, attractive football. I'm not too sure that carries any significance at this stage of the season. I think it's all about getting the points. And again, we've gone into the dressing room and seen the other results in our league and we're delighted and we look forward to next Saturday.
I thought another thing that was significant today was the work rate from the players, the tempo they were playing at, forcing errors from Exeter.
Well, I didn't want to make too many changes from Friday because I thought Friday was a good performance. I didn't get the win, but I thought the general performance was high and, you know, I made the two changes out on the wings just to get us a little bit more energy. And I thought Mehdi and Piero gave us that, and it gave the fullbacks behind them a lot of energy to move forward, especially in that first half where we had some decent opportunities. Second half's a different game, of course. You know, they changed their formation 4, 5, 6 times in games, and sometimes, you know, you've just got to keep to your to your beliefs. And I thought we'd done that today. I thought we defended like Trojans all game.
And up front, Big Uche after 90 minutes on Friday after a long way out. He was running through treacle at the end, but another 90 minutes, brilliant.
Ah, listen, he's some man, isn't he? You know, you kind of look at him and you think he's going to blow up at any minute and then it goes on a frantic 30 seconds and it galvanises him. But I think it not just galvanised Uche today, I think it galvanised the stadium. I think it gave us all a lift at a pivotal moment of the game. And that's what he brings to the club, is an infectious character.
Captain's header to win the game as well.
Yeah, captain's header, captain's performance. It's a fantastic header as well. Great delivery into the box and we're going to need a lot more of, a lot more of what we've seen today between now and the end of the season to get to where we want to get to.
And a clean sheet as well. Two brilliant saves from Will Norris.
Well, as important as the goal was, I think we have to pay a lot of respect to who I feel is a fantastic number one. You know, Will's been a great player for us in the time that I've been here, and he'll continue to be so. It was an unbelievable save. It really was. I think his reactions are top draw today.
And now just a point off.
Well, yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? You know, you kind of look at the last 3 games, hopefully 6, and, you know, we're delighted that we're in it. You know, we've kept our composure throughout the season. You know, we had a slow start. It was a tough start for us. We managed to keep our, composure when perhaps people around us were losing theirs, and we've managed to force our way into the top 10, which is fantastic for us.
The first of those will be at a Portsmouth side who will be celebrating promotion. Wonder if that might help you.
Well, if anything by Sheffield United today, you know, you don't want to match them on one of them kind of days. I mean, Portsmouth are a fantastic team. You know, in my opinion, they're a deserved one of the 3 that go up. They've got some really good players there as well. It's going to be a carnival atmosphere at Fratton Park next weekend. And, you know, I don't want us to be one of them that kind of encourages a party atmosphere that gets out of hand. I want it to be a tough afternoon for them. Of course, we've got our own agenda. We've got to follow that.
Thanks, Sean.
Cheers.